The agency that regulates Wisconsin utilities is considering whether to allow We Energies to impose a big rate hike. We Energies wants to increase customer rates 18% for electricity and 14% for natural gas over 2 years. The Public Service Commission gave residents a chance to weigh in yesterday in downtown Milwaukee. More than 36 people testified before the panel, while others took their opinions to the street. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has that story.
We Energies is requesting the rate hike, saying it needs the increase to reliably serve customers. That includes by burying power lines and strengthening the grid against more severe weather. The utility says the hike will also allow it to build infrastructure and meet EPA rules while supporting jobs. About 60 people who gathered in downtown Milwaukee Thursday weren't buying those arguments. They marched on the sun-drenched autumn day to a hotel where the Public Service Commission hearing was taking place. Many in the crowd were teens, members of an organization called Action for the Climate Emergency. They called for an end to dependence on fossil fuels and cried out against raising energy rates. The march started symbolically in front of We Energies headquarters. Utility spokesperson Brendan Conway watched from a nearby picnic table. He says he's happy people are engaged in the process, but he defended We Energy's plan.
This rate filing we have in front of the commission right now has $100 million in savings baked in for federal tax credits for clean energy and lower or no fuel costs thanks to the new clean energy we're bringing online.
Meanwhile, March transitioned to testimony. A student spoke before the panel from the Public Service Commission. Milwaukee School of Languages senior Marsha Olson stepped forward.
I do not want my neighbors and classmates to struggle and have to choose between food and power. I do not want my low-income school to have to cancel more school days during heat waves. I do not want farmers to struggle to grow food and pay prices. Please do what is right and deny We Energy's rate increase. For the people, the planet, and the future.
City of Milwaukee resident Hannah Sorensen is a Master of Public Health student. She's seen the impacts that energy bills at current rates are already having on people.
This past summer, I worked at a day camp at a youth center in Northwest Milwaukee. I had a lot of fun and met some amazing, talented, energetic youth. They played hard, but it was hot, being in an old building with no air conditioning. We had some fans that we were able to bring in, which helped some. But there were days where the heat really affected kids' ability to participate, especially those with underlying conditions. And I could see that the heat impacted everyone's focus. With rising utility rates, many families in this and surrounding communities, which are predominantly low income and communities of color, cannot afford to cool their homes during heat waves.
But John Hill wanted to talk about the good that he says We Energies is doing for students. Hill is director of college and career readiness with Milwaukee Public Schools.
We Energies is growing the next generation of diverse and highly skilled utility technicians through its innovative internship and youth apprenticeship programs for high school students. In many cases, the programs are life-changing for our students. Not only does this partnership increase the diversity of the company workforce, it opens the door to high-paying careers and trades for students who otherwise may not have known they existed.
Terry McGowan painted an equally bright picture for current and future jobs, thanks to We Energies. McGowan represents the heavy equipment operators of Local 139.
We've been building these facilities for years, but this solar energy that has taken off, right now our apprenticeship program is over 1,000 apprentices. I never in my world would have thought that we would see over 1,000 apprentices, and most of them are being trained on solar farms. And in my opinion, I wholeheartedly support what We Energies is doing. They have wholeheartedly supported the working people throughout the state of Wisconsin, especially in the southeastern area. Thereby, I fully support what they are applying for with the PSC.
More people in the often-packed hearing room shared the opinion of Kiva Guyden. She's energy burden organizer with Citizen Action of Wisconsin.
If We Energies is allotted this 18.5% increase with the additional prior increase that was implemented on January of 2023, That would put homeowners and also low-income families at a rate of over 30% of our annual income.
Guyden not only wants the PSC to deny We Energy's request, she's part of a growing coalition that's been pushing for a rate cap.
We were asking for 6%, but with this new increase that We Energy's is asking for, hell, we're just going to say we should just close the disparity gap and cap it at a rate increase of no more than 2%.
The Public Service Commission says all comments made at hearings like the one in Milwaukee Thursday will factor into the PSC's decision. Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.